Reptatoes, it's me, Jasper William Cartwright. He's going to kill me for that. Hi, my name is Jess Jewell. I'm one of the producers over at 12 Sided Studios. Jasper is currently on a very well-earned holiday, vacation, if you're American, and so has asked me to jump in and do the intros and outros for this episode. And what an episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast it is going to be. This is the beginning of Arc 14, Episode 2. Part one, specifically, featuring the talents of the absolutely immaculate Jacob Wysocki, Devin Field, Victoria Longwell, Zakayama, and me, Jasper William Cartwright. If you're enjoying the arc so far and want more of it now, head over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon, where for $5 a month, you can get access to the full library of episodes. It's everything we've recorded in the last year and more. The and more bit comes quite specifically today, because on the Rotating Heroes Patreon, we will have Arc 2, Campaign 2 of our brand new world dropping, which is pretty exciting, if you ask me. Me being Jasper William Cartwright. Speaking of me, Jasper William Cartwright, let's get back to the Rotating Heroes podcast.
To the Rotating Heroes podcast, everybody. I am your dungeon master, Jasper William Cartwright, and I am joined by the rotators of the 14th arc, the final arc of the world of Amalur. And who do we have? But the person I can't see. Why don't you introduce yourself first?
Veiled in shadows, sort of standing in a corner, covered with a box. You'll see as the box comes off, it's me, Zakayama. None of that is real. I'm sitting outside of a desk.
You mean you're not in shadows in a box?
No. And well, if you're in a box, you're in shadow, unless there's lighting in the box.
It could be.
Listen, let's keep going. I'm here. I'm happy to look at every face I can see. Jasper, how you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm great. Very excited about this. It's going to be very, very cool. We also have three more rotators to introduce. So why don't we go ahead and get started. And let's, in the middle, we have a returning rotator. It is...
Yeah, hi.
Flawless.
Hi, I'm Victoria Longwell, and I'm happy to be here. Hi.
Absolutely flawless.
Thank you for having me.
For fear of repeating that again, I'm going to just you freestyle. Whoever wants to, out of the last two of you, go for it.
Hi, happy to be here. Hi.
There we go.
What's up? There we go.
What's up?
What's up? And a final what's up to our final rotator.
It's perfect. This is great.
This is so good.
Hi.
Hi, it is I, Devin Field.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I'm fainting.
Take the job off.
I'm fainting.
I'm watching your face.
What an incredible crew! The Arc 3 crew back together again.
They're back.
They said it couldn't happen.
Very exciting.
The haters said it couldn't be done.
It's kind of like this podcast's oasis.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're brothers.
Yes.
British.
Scrappy.
From Manchester.
Noel, yeah. Liam, and Scrappy.
They are from Manchester.
Those are the three.
I think me being in Manchester right now is about the only actual connection to Oasis, but we'll go with it.
I think that might be right.
We did write Wonderwall. We were at Wonderwall.
We were at Wonderwall.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah.
Cause maybe.
Maybe.
This is gonna be the arc that saves me. Right?
Oh, little the arc that saves
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And after
yeah,
the arc, nice. There'll be an arc bar.
Yeah. Liam, can I talk to you for a minute? It's fucking rubbish, mate.
I'm Scrappy.
Yeah, thank God.
Never mind.
That's Scrappy. That's my brother, Scrappy Gallagher.
I'm Scrappy.
Scrappy Gallagher.
Yeah.
Looks, I mean, can I say it? Off to a white hot start.
You can't say it. You tried it. You couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, I as much as I would love to hear the adventures of Noel, Liam, and Scrappy Gallagher.
Yeah, maybe we should refocus the whole arc. On those
it's
three.
Not too late. It's not too late.
It, look, listen, it's on the table. I'm okay. not going to take it off right now.
Okay.
But, you know, let's see what we've got.
Great.
So, without too much further ado, why don't we go ahead and start the 14th arc? We are going to fly north. Quite far north, in fact. Where we can see, just cresting, a glorious and high volcano. As we zoom down through the fertile ground surrounding this volcano, we zoom through a gorgeous-looking pumpkin patch that's being tilled by a giant Loxodon. We see two Loxodon children playing, I'm guessing with a stick and wheel, perhaps, on some cobbled streets. Before we burst in through some big double doors, down a corridor, we see towels and ointments and oils. A Loxodon with little pince-nez glasses sits on a desk, filling out some paperwork. As we see the occasional Loxodon walking backwards and forwards and wrapped in a towel or a bathing robe. And finally, we settle just outside of a door. As it swings open as someone exits, we just see one truly magnificent, very tall Loxodon sat in an impossibly hot sauna. Jacob Waisaki, if you would like to introduce your character.
Extreme close-up, a bead of sweat drops down an unknown body part.
Unknown body part.
It's so close.
I'd like to know.
It's so close you can't quite understand what part of the body it is, but it's pulsing and it's rippling in the heat, and it slowly
it's
zooms
a Loxodon.
Out.
He has a trunk, everyone. Don't worry.
Don't worry. He has a trunk. It's probably just his elbow or something.
Probably yeah. a
He's
trunk.
Trying to scare us.
Hopefully it's his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It zooms out, and you see that it's a bulging bicep pressing away from the earth.
Thank God.
And the sweat drips down his arm. And heads towards his hip.
Wait, but is he doing push-ups?
He's doing push-ups.
In the sauna?
Yeah, dude. Ooh,
wow.
And the water's still going down.
That's just how it works here. That's just how it works here. And it goes down to his hip. And then you, oh, the towel. The towel's almost not big enough to wrap all the way around. Girthy hips, but the bead of sweat goes back up to his bicep, and that's all you see. And he's doing push-ups, but he's doing them with his trunk. He's not even using his biceps. And he's just in there fucking pumping, and there's like he's just pumping his trunk. It's 370 degrees inside of this yurt. And he's just getting the toxins out, and he's pumping and pumping up and down, up and down, up and down.
Pumpa, pumpa.
I think we now realize why the other individual just left this particular sauna, was in there for a nice relaxing time, and was getting a little off-put, I think, by just the sheer pump that was happening. The biceps that were forming in this Loxodon's trunk was a little off-putting. And I think after a little while, you hear a little, like...
Mr. Grib?
Hey, just a couple more rips. 1 second. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just had a couple of Just a couple of folks were wondering if perhaps you wanted one of the larger towels before you were to exit. Just it's not a mandatory. Just if you want.
If it's not mandatory, why are you bringing it up?
I guess not mandatory, just more of a slight suggestion from a few folks here.
Have there been complaints?
I don't know that I would call them complaints.
What do they say?
I mean, we could go through them if you want, but I, you know.
Yes, go ahead and give me one at least so I can know how important it is.
The sweaty, rippling man was a little off-putting, if not a tiny bit arousing.
Hey, it's good for me. I like that. If I must, if people are complaining, I'll, I suppose I'll put the hip bones away and throw a bigger towel on.
The door kind of creaks open a little bit and a huge towel is just sort of thrown in sort of towards you. still barely big enough, but better than it was, mm-hmm. at least.
Grib sort of stands and puts it on and goes, are you happy?
Yes. there is someone looking for you. I don't know that I got the lovely lady's name. Begin with an F, I think. Anyway, they're just waiting out here.
Did you, like, see them, or did you, like, somebody tell you about them?
No. They're in the reception area now.
White as snow? Were they white as snow?
Perhaps. Could be, yes, I guess.
Fair,
yes, definitely fair. Snow feels a bit of a reach, but we'll go with fair for sure.
And their name started with an F?
Yes, an F.
And it wasn't Francesca?
No, definitely not Francesca. Would have remembered that.
Thank God, I hate Francesca.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Where are they? Give me my clothes. Point me to them.
This is not how this service works, but okay, sure.
Bring him his clothes.
But you have the locker key. Could you throw me your locker key so I can go and get your clothes?
He tosses it.
Threw that a little hard.
Sorry. I'm just so strong. Thank you.
Okay, just...
Swam?
Yeah?
Is my bacon almost cooked?
Swam's in the corner, just sitting. He's also doing push-ups, but he's not lifting off the ground. Mm. There's bacon just kind of cooking on his back like a George Foreman grill and then sliding off the grease.
Is it crispy the way I like it?
One more minute? Yeah,
I like it like chalk.
Is that it? What would you say this is?
It's a bit of a bacon reveal. Just sort of revealing how I like my bacon.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for letting me know.
Of course. You do cook it after all.
Yeah.
So you should get it perfect. You should know. I have to remind him every time, he says to nobody.
It looks like you looked at two people.
I've been doing this really fun thing where I pretend like there's other people in the room and I just sort of like look at them.
Seems a little main character-y.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
I think your bacon's done. I go over and I try
the bacon and it's not quite crispy enough. So I throw it down for 30 more seconds and then I chomp on my chalky bacon.
Perfect. As you're chomping on your chalky bacon, the door opens once again. You see this slender, shorter Loxodon lady with her pince-nez glasses, kind of with your purple waistcoat and the rest of your clothes and kind of hands them over. Yes, probably not the best idea to get dressed in here. It might get all soggy. And are you?
There's no time.
Sorry. Are you eating bacon in the sauna?
Yes, a bit of a breakfast. I'm on Atkins.
And then it just sort of taps the sign, just no eating in the sauna.
No eating in the sauna. Well, it's already been eaten, so...
Right. Well, yes.
I'm sorry.
We wouldn't... You know, it's fine. It's just if we couldn't, you know, just the grease. I can see the grease dripping off of his back and onto the, you know, someone has to clean that.
So okay, right.
Is there another towel? I don't know what to say.
What if he was just greasy on his own?
Well, we wouldn't want to discriminate against a greasy individual, so I guess.
Yeah, Swamp's just a bit greasy.
Don't tell people that.
I'm sorry, Swamp. Can you just take the hill on this one?
You owe me. Yeah, I'm a bit greasy.
Thank you, Swan.
Well?
Look, I'm terribly sorry. I've put your day in a tizzy.
Yes, you have, actually. And I'm a little feeling a little flustered, if I'm to be completely honest.
My sincerest apologies.
I'm going through a tough time, you know, and it just really feels like
when you come into work,
oh my god,
you just want to go into it.
Yes, actually, you know what? I will. She just sits down.
What's going on? I guess.
Wow, what is it? I guess yes.
So, I think that my husband is going to leave me.
Wow.
Oh god, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's tough.
Yes.
What is your name again?
She runs out of the room crying.
I'm so sorry.
You really triggered her with that question.
It was a lot. I didn't know. Do you know her?
I don't. I don't recognize her.
I feel bad.
She must work it. I mean, she's not a full stranger.
It seems hard to go to work and have to deal with that kind of thing.
Yes, when your
life
is crumbling and you still have to do this stupid bullshit of the day to day.
Tip her well, I guess.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll send her a nice pumpkin. I don't know. How am I supposed to remedy this?
I think a nice pumpkin is good enough.
Yes, I'll just deliver a nice pumpkin to the spa. Swan. Mm-hmm. I think somebody.
Francesca? I hate her. Me. That's my boy.
They said fair. Snow is white.
Did they say that?
And it actually corrected me, but I wanted them to say yes.
I've never. If you're talking about Freya, I have never heard her described this. I'm waiting for you to go through the door.
Let's go. Are we ready? I get dressed and I bolt it.
As you suddenly move with such speed after taking much time to eat chalky bacon and talk to Swam, you make your way into the reception area. And I think there, I'm assuming sat very politely, even though has been sat for some time waiting for your friend to be brought out. Victoria, would you please describe your character for us all?
Yeah, Freya, white as snow.
Yes. Oh, wow. She is white as snow.
I know, but a little pale. A little pale. I would say Freya, not all the time, but a little pale in this moment, just with nerves being a little out of place. Or she's sitting uncomfortably in her armor, which somehow, without moving, keeps making sounds. terrible clanks. And she's sort of wringing her fingers, looking all around, but trying not to be seen by anyone.
And could I ask, Freya, you have a very little small book with you.
Yes.
What form do you think they currently take? They have the ability to turn into any animal that you should like. What form do you think they are in today?
Any animal?
Yes.
Probably book size.
Yeah. Tiny, tiny book size.
Okay. Let's have it be a little fox.
Little fox. Aww. Perfect.
That's fun.
So yeah, we see Spruce, a very tiny little baby fox, kind of dancing across your shoulders. Probably the reason your armor is making these clanking noises, as he's kind of bouncing up and down on the shoulder, the pauldrons, just making them clank.
Spruce, stop.
It's me and the Clank Queen.
It's a bit of an embarrassing thing.
No, it's not embarrassing. It's awesome. You're cool. The Clank Queen rules. You know, get it? Rules because, like, rules as in you rule and also you're the Clank Queen, so you rule. Get it?
Yes, I get it. I get it. I think this is supposed to be a tranquil space.
A what? A tranquil space? What's tranquil?
Calm.
Calm? I don't know what that is. I've never been calm in my life.
What words do you
and know? I don't want to be. It sounds boring.
Okay, Spruce.
Clank, 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 clank.
That's good. Did you just come up with that?
I did. Thanks.
Listen, we could be in for a bit of an awkward moment.
Oh, really? Why?
If my friend is in fact here,
uh-huh.
He may not remember me. So it might be a bit of a moment of me sort of explaining who I am. So just,
you know. Oh, you're super forgettable.
Exactly. So just, yes. So just be prepared for that.
I think it's the snow white skin. You know, it doesn't stand out.
Would you say my skin is snow white?
You know what? It just kind of came to me just now. Hmm. You know? I just kind of looked. It was like, kind of like snow.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Whoa.
What?
Freya, don't move.
Okay.
But there is the biggest Loxodon I've ever seen in my life in the doorway right now.
And as you turn to the side, Freya Black, you see Grib, Dwayne, The Rock, Johnson.
Oh, no.
Freya! He just kind of falls to his knees and is like sobbing as soon as he sees her.
It's like the guy from Intervention.
Deep down inside, I know I still love you.
My friend, you remember me.
Freya. He kind of stumbles up and like puts his big trunk on her shoulder. I looked for you for so long.
Oh, I've been trying to get back to you for ages, but there was just so much in the way.
The hole was so deep.
I fell and fell for so long.
The rubble was so much.
And I was so worried about you and Rufus.
Who's that? Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. Just kidding, but who's that? Just kidding, just kidding. Trying to be funny, trying to break the tension.
No
it's
tension.
So good to see you,
so
Freya.
Happy to see you, Grib.
I'm so sorry that I didn't find you.
How could you have? I fell so deep.
It's my biggest regret, was leaving, was stopping the search.
No, you couldn't have found me. I had to find you.
But are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
And somebody else is happy to see you, too. He kind of nudges Zwom.
Who's this?
Come on, Zwom.
Zwom.
Freya
Black. Oh, Freya!
Zwom, it's me, Freya Black. It's so good to see you, my little flame friend. Oh.
I bow to you.
Freya, you feel a little tug on your hair, like, wait.
Ooh, does the Loxodon have a little guy, too?
The Loxodon does have a little guy. His name is Zwom. He's a little tattoo.
Wow.
Sometimes I'm a tattoo. I hear, it sounds like you got a little guy, too.
I have a little guy also now.
I'm Freya's little guy.
It's a pleasure to meet you. You are so big, sir.
Yes,
you are a big man.
I promise to be delicate with you.
Okay. But I'm just cool staying over here. If that's all the same, just you're a little intimidating for me. You're like a mountain.
Shake my trunk so I know you're real, young chap.
Oh, okay.
It sort of is trying desperately to sort of get any kind of purchase on it. Just like, yeah.
Help him. Help him.
We're new to each other.
Oh, soft little guy.
You see, he sort of sticks his head like in one of the trunk holes and just like, wow, look at this in here. This is huge.
The sound just comes out Grib's ear.
I'm so sorry.
Is he hurting you?
He's fine. He's fine.
Say the word.
Freya, you're adorned with such metals. Well, metal on your body is what I mean, not medals of honor. Has much changed since I've seen you?
Well, so much, but maybe so little.
Isn't that how it goes?
I suppose so.
How far can you stretch, really, in a lifetime? Not that far.
Grib, I hope you don't mind, but as one of my first and only friends, may I ask you something?
Of course.
Did you ever think there was anything strange about me? Anything not quite, half-elf-like?
No, not off the top of my head. I mean, you are very specific, but I wouldn't say strange.
Okay.
Perhaps maybe, putting obstacles in your own way, but...
No.
You know what I mean? But that's a little strange. I don't operate that way.
Well, maybe this was a mistake to ask. No. I was just wondering. I've learned some things about myself in my time away from you.
We simply must catch up. Would you like to come to my domicile for tea?
Really?
Yes, let's get out of this. This smells like shit in here. It's like a bunch of sulfuric water and magma. Let's get out of this spa and go to a much more comfortable spot.
We are trying our best.
It's not your fault.
You just have to keep sticking the knife in today, don't you? She runs out again.
We're going to bring you a pumpkin. We're going to bring you a pumpkin. Chill out.
She's already run out of the room.
She and her husband are having problems.
Oh, did she talk to you?
She talked to me.
Oh, she's telling just everybody? She's just saying it to anybody who'll listen?
I think maybe she was telling anyone who would listen, yes.
It's terrible. Maybe a pumpkin will fix it.
I think a pumpkin's going to go a long way.
It's very kind, a very kind thought.
Yeah, please, come back. I've got a home.
Wow.
I rent.
You rent?
Yeah, I'm renting right now.
But this is where you live.
Yes.
What's it called?
My house?
Sure.
You'll have to tune in.
Yes!
Next episode.
There it is.
What a powerful reveal to save for the next episode.
I had another one written down.
But sometimes organically, you just find something so awesome you have to.
So good.
That might just have to be a reveal for another day.
Oh, of course, I understand. Yes, we have to reacquaint ourselves, I suppose.
So, do tell me, what's been troubling you?
Well, beyond trying to get back to you and to Rufus and being worried what happened to you, I found out I'm a tree.
You're what?
A tree.
Oh, my goodness! No, really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's a great question. I'm still sort of figuring it out.
You were a tree or you are a tree?
Sort of from a tree, kind of like a little seedling from a tree.
That's really fucking cool.
I'm a mushroom.
Yeah, he's sort of a mushroom.
That's true. You are a swam. Yes, I should have thought of you.
He's a cat.
I'm a book.
He's a book.
Spruce is a book.
Spruce is a book. Ah, so much information. Yes, Spruce is a book and you're a tree. Perhaps this is why we get along so well.
Perhaps. Loxodons love trees?
Yes. I mean, I'm a gardener, you know. I have a staff that is a tree.
And you think we get along so well?
Absolutely.
That's lovely.
We battled and traveled and ate and danced and giggled.
You remember all of that.
How could I forget? An elephant, a Loxodon, never forgets.
That's so interesting because I'm so forgettable.
It's not true.
Well, wait, but enough about me. How rude. What's been going on with you? What happened?
I've just been kind of getting back to my roots, you know. I defeated a giant sort of lava monster that was trying to take over the town. It was pretty boring stuff, really. But yeah, I'm a hero. I saved everybody. I was super strong. I used my powers. But, oh, that's really boring. I'm working on my credit score.
None of this sounds boring at all.
Hey, I don't know. I'm not really... I'm enjoying the slower sides of life. I think the attention for adventuring has sort of grown sour a bit. You save one town, I mean, other people expect you to do other things, and I just kind of want to watch my pumpkins.
I understand.
Go to the spa, work out my trunk.
It does feel like there are endless savings that need to happen.
Yes, with great power comes a lot of chores.
As you continue this conversation heading to Grib's as yet unrevealed domicile, we zoom out a little bit and we head a little further down the road away from Pumper Pumper as there is another hero trying currently to locate the town of Pumper Pumper. Devin, if you please introduce your character and maybe tell us how you feel like this journey has gone for Rufus thus far.
Rufus Cutler, strong, hot, ready. The realities of the journey are unknown to me, for I was in such a blind drunk for most of it. Yeah, that's right. Rufus drinks. And he discovered a new brand of ale on whatever mode of transportation he was on, let's say a ship. And he and the sailors drank like hell. When they crossed that channel, I assume. I don't really remember much of it. But here I am. Wherever here is. Hey, wherever you go, there you are. You know what I mean? Do you know what the fuck I mean? He said to no one.
And as you say that out loud, you hear a, yeah, I kind of know what you mean.
Yeah. Who the hell said that?
As you see, sort of walking, striding next to you, there is this little Modron, this little metal ball. Half of it appears to be missing, and where chunks of it are missing, there is like moss and algae and things growing out of it, and including a family of squirrels that seem to have nested inside of this robot creature. As it kind of looks up at you and goes, yeah, I don't really know what you were thinking inner monologue-wise, but I know what you mean. I just feel like we have a connection. I mean, we actually might have a connection, but more on that later. Hi, Cogsworth. Nice to meet you. How are you doing? You good?
Well, based on the fact that I'm talking to an ashtray full of squirrels, I don't think I'm doing very good at all.
Wow. That was...
I finally lost my mind. It's time for me to kill myself.
Whoa, okay.
If you'll excuse me, I am a danger to myself and others at this point. And I must remove myself from the earth. Be gone!
Whoa, okay. I did not think I was going to have to do an intervention right now. Listen.
Don't
I think
bother,
you probably
I
have
won't stop.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna try anywho. You know?
Okay.
I'm gonna give it a go.
Okay.
I might have something fermented in here if that's what you're lacking.
Give it to me now, please.
If you're on a calm down, maybe.
Give it to me now. Now.
Okay, we're gonna tease this out. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give you a little bit now.
Oh my god.
And then a little bit, you know what I mean? We're going to build you up so that we're down. Whatever way it works. I don't know how this works.
Okay, I'm familiar with the concept of weaning, Mom.
He's going to roll a sleight of hand check. Can I get you to roll perception, please? As he's going to try and remove any sharp object from your person. Anything that you could do harm to yourself with. Oh, wow, he rolled a 19.
I rolled a 5.
After a couple of minutes pass, you realize that most of your items have been taken off of you. Cogsworth has got your sword, all manner of other like trinkets, anything that you could possibly use to hurt yourself. He's just managed to sort of slowly take off of you as he hands you a small sort of thimble full of like fermented water.
Damn, you're one freaky little serving tray.
My name is Cogsworth. I don't know if that makes a difference for you.
Why? Because you're British?
I actually don't know if I am British. Where is Britain?
I don't know where Britain is. I don't know where Spain is, friend. They could be anywhere.
You can hear the distant sounds of a sea shanty as the boat that you've just left.
That's funny. Those guys told me they didn't want to sing anymore. There they all are singing together.
God damn it.
They seem pretty happy.
I told them, and towards the end of the voyage, I was like, another shanty like we always do? They said, we're on vocal rest. That's what one of them said to me. He said he was on vocal rest.
They have the look of people who have recently been unburdened, is probably how I would say they look, you know?
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
I hope to feel that someday. I don't know.
Maybe one day, huh? So where are you headed? Where are you going?
I guess wherever you're going, little hubcap. I just don't know. I'm a wanderer in this life. A journeyman.
It feels like you're walking with purpose. You really like, you were like speed walking. I was just, you looked like you were really determined to go somewhere. You know, I was just wondering.
Well, looking for somewhere high to jump off of, that's for sure. So, in that sense, I'm striding around. But I also, may I confide in you, strange metal one?
Please, I would be honored.
And not so long ago, I was shown a vision.
Oh, okay.
A vision of two friends from a life gone by.
Wow.
Two friends who I know for a fact are both dead.
Oh, that's sad. That's real sad.
So I guess I'm looking for, I don't know, their tombs?
Their final resting place?
Yeah. And I hope to probably die there.
Wow.
So that's what I seek.
So you're going to go there and like be with them forever? Is that's your plan?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my plan.
That's so beautiful. Well, listen, if I can help, you know, then we'll get you there, friend. Don't worry.
Help me.
Him and the squirrels are all crying.
Help me, little guys. Jesus Christ.
See, he's like propping you. He's now propping you up. Like he's got an arm around you, like helping you walk. We can do this. We can do this.
What can we do, you know?
Yeah.
What can any of us do? Why are they singing so loud?
It's picking up.
They're rubbing it in. I mean, come on.
They're picking it up, honestly, yeah. It feels like they're really having a great time. Okay.
We gotta get out of here.
You walk for a little while, and it is after maybe an hour or so that you find yourselves on the outskirts of a little town. That seems to be around the foot of a large volcano. And this little Modron called Cogsworth says to you, you know, I haven't been completely honest. I kind of know who you are, and it's a long story to explain how I know who you are. So I'm going to, like, wait until we find the other two who are definitely 100% super dead and then explain it. But all I'm going to say is, like, please, I'm about to show you something, and I don't want you to freak out.
Many's the time I've said that to someone behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying, man?
I don't want to know, actually, what you're saying there.
You know what I'm talking about?
I want no more information than what
you... Come here, freaky little guy. Give me the rest of the fermented stuff, man.
Nope. No. Come on, man. No, no, no. We've already spoken about this. You got to wait another hour. You got another hour until your next one. Come on. Says me. That's who says me.
You're a mean little bug. You know that?
Fine. It's better than hubcap. I'll take it. You see, you stroll up to a door. Next to the door, it seems there was a plaque which had the name of this domicile on it, but it's been scratched out and nothing's been replaced. So we, for some reason, cannot tell what the name of this particular domicile is. And this little robot kind of flings the door open and goes, okay, like I said, don't freak out. And he just pushes you into the room. Grib, Freya, you're sat around, I'm assuming, having some tea as Rufus Cutler comes tumbling into the room.
Oh, it smells like dying corn.
What? It,
oh my God.
Don't freak out, don't freak out, don't freak out, don't freak out.
It's you.
Rotatoes, thank you so much for listening to part one of Arc 14, episode 2 of the Rotating Heroes podcast, featuring the ever excellent Jacob Wysocki, Devin Field, Victoria Longwell, Zach Oyama, and Jasper William Cartwright. If you want more of the Rotating Heroes podcast, head over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon, where for $5 a month, you get access to the full library of episodes that have been releasing over the last year that aren't available on the public feed. It's completely awesome. Go and check it out, including today's release, Arc 2, Campaign 2, in our brand new world of Axis. This has been a 12-Sided Studios production. I've been Jess Jewell. Remember, roll high or roll into the void. Okay, that's a joke that you would get if you're already part of the Patreon, you're already up to date on the campaign, but I promise you, if you didn't like it, my name's been Jasper William Cartwright. If you did like it, I'm Jess Jewell. Bye.